Joe Biden says he met alone 68 times with Xi Jinping. By Wendell Hasebo on June 29, 2023. President Joe Biden said he met alone with Chinese President Xi Jinping when he was vice president because it was inappropriate for former President Barack Obama to meet with him. While speaking in Chicago about his failing economy and plan to revive it, Biden told the crowd a story about his lengthy experience with Xi, the head of the Chinese Communist Party, which has tentacles throughout Biden family business deals. "I was on the Tibetan Plateau with Xi Jinping. I traveled 17,000 miles with him. I spoke with him, and it started when I was vice president and he was the vice president. We knew he was going to be the successor," Biden said. "It was inappropriate for Barack to spend time with him, but I spent a lot of time with him," he said. "I met alone with him, just he and I, along with a simultaneous interpreter. 68 times, 68 hours, 68 times. More than 68 hours, by the way, I turned in all my notes." Joe Biden took 411 trips while he was vice president. One of the 411 trips was to Beijing, China, in 2013 under the trappings of a family vacation. Hunter flew to China with his father aboard Air Force Two. During the excursion, Hunter introduced Joe Biden to his Chinese business partner and Chinese private equity executive Jonathan Li, who is the CEO of the same company linked to Chinese energy interests. 10 days after the visit to China, Hunter secured a 10% interest in BHR Partners, a Chinese state-backed investment fund co-founded with Li. The fund's capitalization was $1 billion. The Bank of China, a state-owned bank, controls BHR Partners. BHR Partners' website boasts 15 billion Chinese yuan in various portfolio companies, translating to more than $2 billion. Hunter Biden held a 10% interest in BHR with the entity Scanny Atlas LLC. Hunter Biden controlled Scanny Atlas, according to Chinese public records from Baidu, as the sole governor until its dissolution in September 2021, a Washington, D.C., registration indicated. Documents obtained by Breitbart News, first revealed by nonprofit Marco Polo, show the control of Scanny Atlas LLC is held by Kevin Morris, Hunter Biden's top attorney, who also paid Hunter Biden's IRS debts. In 2017, Jonathan Li, the CEO of investment fund BHR, reached out to Hunter Biden and his business partners Devin Archer and Jim Bulger for advice about a college application for his son. Bulger was a part of the SK Energy deal with 10 held by H for the big guy, according to a 2017 email from Hunter Biden's laptop. The SK chairman was Yi Jianming, who paid Hunter a $1 million retainer fee for legal services in 2017. Hunter also received a large diamond from Yi in February 2017 worth an estimated $80,000. Yi had direct abiding and deep ties to Chinese intelligence when they were arranging these ideals for the Bidens, according to Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer. "The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership," Hunter Biden told a SK associate in 2017. It appears many Biden family members accepted money from a deal with SK. The House Oversight Committee revealed in March that SK-controlled State Energy HK Limited, a company linked to the $1.3 million collective payments to the Biden family members. Through the Biden family's suspicious activity reports, SARs, the committee also discovered a Biden associate, Rob Walker, received a $3 million wire transfer from SK. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.